You gotta be there. Your daughter wants to be here. Amen. So, would you please take your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter 5. We'll talk about the home today. I told Chris, you might as well come up and do this for me. He didn't realize they stopped over the house and they were asking me some questions. I said, hey, let me show you something. And I showed them this marriage principles. And I thought, it's always good to be reminded of those things. And that God would certainly speak to our hearts as we serve the Lord. Let's stand and read God's Word tonight. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. My mother told me that circumspectly was walking through the chicken yard barefoot. That circumspectly. Amen. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now remember, this is all leading up to the marriage responsibilities that we have. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding that the will of the Lord is. It's very important we know what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, for it is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, that's strange. Why would we do that? Why don't we sing melodies to each other? No, he said, you need to do it to the Lord. And if you were here Wednesday night, the Bible said, let everyone that has breath praise ye the Lord. Verse 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's important. We give thanks for our wife that God has given to us and our husband God has given to us. And then look at here. Submitting yourselves one to another. Now, I hear a lot of junk. I've heard a lot of junk, years and years and years, a lot of junk. People say, well, the wife is supposed to submit to her husband, and she's supposed to do everything he says. No, the Bible says submitting yourselves one to another. You know, God does make some pretty smart women out here. Amen. You remember, you guys aren't complete until you get a wife. She's the completer, the Bible says. Now, this brother doesn't go here, so he's amen, and but he's smart, amen. I just suggest you guys start amen a little bit too, amen. Wives, submit yourself. Oh, there it is now. There it is. So many people put the subject on that. Wait a minute. We've already gone through that we are to live in this world carefully. We've already gone through that we ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We've already gone through that we ought to be wise. We ought to be understanding what the will of God is. We've already been gone through that we're supposed to sing and hymns and spiritual songs, sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. We've already found out where it says submitting yourselves one to another. Now it says, wives, submit yourselves unto two words. Your own. I've been in churches where the wife is meaner than a junkyard dog. She comes, walks in the church. Oh, hi, Pastor. And the pastor says, can you do, absolutely, anything you want. And turns around to her husband and says, he says something to her and said, well, do it yourself. She said, do it yourself. No, the Bible says you submit yourself unto your own husband. How many has an own husband? How many has one? All right, your own. You own him. Amen. Raise your hand. You own that husband. There you go. Amen. Yeah, I'm glad, sister. I was waiting for you, Mrs. Furr. I know you're tired, and he wouldn't let you do it. Oh, he already knows. Amen. Woo! Well, I'll tell you what. Amen. You're a smart man. You're really smart. All right. Why submit yourself unto your own husband? Next four words. Wow. That makes it really important, doesn't it? All right. Husbands, for the husband is head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Guys, you're willing to give your life for your wife's life. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own, there it is again, funniest thing, their own husband in, now I know this is going to hurt you girls, but read it, everything. But pastor, they got, no, the Bible, let's take the Bible literally, amen? Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. There again means you're willing to sacrifice. You're willing to give anything you have to give up for her. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife is smart. Oh, excuse me. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. That was the SV, Sheldon version, amen. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth up, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother. You know, it's interesting. Remember I was talking about we really got robbed by not having a daughter? You see, the man is supposed to leave his father and mother. That's always easier, by the way. It's very easy. For a man to leave his father and mother and cling on to his own wife, it's very easy for her to go back in her mother's home. It's very hard when a man takes his wife to his mother's home, it's very hard for her, maybe some not, but it's very hard for her to feel at home in her mother-in-law's house. Just thought you want to remember that, amen? If you're going there for Thanksgiving. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall join unto his wife, and they shall two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as, come on guys, himself, and the wife see that she reverence. Wow. I see a lot of people not reverencing their husband. It bothers me. Amen. I'm not saying it here. I've seen it so many times. Holy Spirit of God, I beg you tonight. If Satan can get his foothold into the home, he's ruining our churches. Lord, what happened to home is brought here. Dear God, please, I beg you that you'd give us wisdom and strength and ability to know what's right. Help us to read our Bible. May we live for you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to give you some principles. It's called the difference between the man and the woman. There are some things that I'll be very open about. Some things I'll just kind of allude over because we're in a great mixed company tonight of children as well as adults. But there are some things in our lives that we need to be very careful about. Number one, we need to be careful about our marriage. The marriage is the most precious thing known to mankind. There are some that have no idea about how they ought to have a good marriage. There's a lot of people in this auditorium tonight that have had broken marriages, that have had grew up in a broken home. And when I'm talking about broken home, I mean the daddy's gone or the mama's gone or whatever. There are folks that mama just left, never seen again. There are folks that daddy left, and they have no idea where he's at. And that's a difficult way to teach somebody how to live a godly life and a godly home. And, of course, all of us, I pray tonight that all of us have a desire to keep that bond very strong, to keep it very, very careful, to be very careful about it. It's very easy to ruin it. very hard to keep it. May I say that again? It's very, very easy to ruin it, very hard to keep it. Every once in a while, something comes into your life that Satan is jumping up and down, the imps of hell are with glee, because there is a difficulty in the home. And we need strong families. We need a strong daddy and mama. I was riding years ago. I used to ride the sheriff's office a lot. I haven't rode for 5 years now, maybe 4 years. I'll ride the all night with them. I'd get there about 8 o'clock, ride till 6 in the morning. And I heard a lot of sordid stories about some of these guys who are our law enforcement that are just tremendous men. But many of them tell me, says, they'll say Chappie or Chaplain, or well, I got one guy called me Padre. He says, Padre, he said, you can't imagine how I grew up. He said, my daddy left, and I don't even know where he went. In fact, today, if I saw him, I'd knock him to... And he lives in bitterness. I love that guy. I pray for him. I pray that God would... You know what? It doesn't hurt that guy a bit, does it? He don't know what he's thinking, but that poor kid does. And it's eating them up. So may I suggest to you moms and dads, would you be very careful? Make sure that you keep that bond very close. You don't want your child to have to go through some of that kind of stuff. So because of that, I want to teach the men, and I want to teach the ladies. I want to teach the men, and I want to teach the ladies. I don't want to say that you're men or ladies, but all of it. I want to teach you a couple things about who you are. I think that you'll admit after I speak to you for a little bit, you're going to say, yeah, that's what me. No, I'm not kind of like that. Well, yeah, that, I'm like that. So, okay. First of all, here is the difference between a man and a woman. A man is a logical thinker. 2 and 2 and 4, 4 and 4 is 8, 8 and 8 is 16. You can't get around it. That's law. A woman is an emotional feeler. Boy, I thank God for my dear wife, the emotional feeler. Her little old antenna would go up, her little red light would start flashing, and I knew something was going on. I said, what's going on? She said, I don't know, but something's just not right here. How many of you men have a wife like that? Would you raise your hand? Thank God for those ladies. They're trying to tell you, boy, you back off, you back it off. Do something, whatever. Hide, run in the bushes, whatever you got to do. When she says there's something wrong here. Because there usually is something wrong there. I can't believe that. You're taking your coat off. God bless you, sister. We finally did it. Amen. So a man is a logical thinker. A woman is a emotional feeler. She knows. She said, I don't know about that lady. Fellow, you better run as far as you can from that lady. She is protect. My wife, oh my goodness, I don't want to say it was jealousy, but boy, oh boy, she when we first got married, I was running a youth group, and I started a youth group about 4, 5, 6 kids, and turned out to be 30, 40 kids in a few months, and things were really going good, and we had some pretty cute little girls in there, you know, and she was just furious. And I said, baby, there's only one, and that's you. I promise you. So when I found that out, I took her with me all the time. I was very careful. I never got in the car with a person of the opposite sex. I never placed myself alone with somebody else. I was very careful. By the way, I still do that today. I'm very careful about that. Our profession as pastors, we don't need any of that kind of even talk about it. Amen. Billy Graham, I'm not completely all excited about his doctrines about certain things, but I'll tell you one thing, doctrine about it. Nobody ever got the goods on him. He would not, when his daughter became a little older, he would not ride in an elevator with her going down in wherever he's at speaking, because he didn't want anybody to ever question his integrity and morality. Gentlemen, may I suggest that'd be the same thing? When I first came to Heritage Baptist Church, we had a man here who was a good guy. And there's another lady, a good lady. And one night, we were working on the church, and he said, I'll take you home. And she says, okay. And I said, no, you won't. And they both got offended at me. They both said, well, what do you think we are? I said, you're both humans. And I said, you don't do that. I don't put up with that. I don't put up with that. That's not good. That's not good at all. Amen. So remember now, you have a blessing by having a wife that's an emotional feeler. Number two, man has a file cabinet mind. The wife has a mind of a computer. Man has a file cabinet mind. You tell him, okay, it's done. Her mind is always going. When we first got married, I had my wife, and I said, baby, now, we need to really be careful of this. You write me out some things you want done. Just write them out. Don't keep telling me I got to do it. Just write it out. It'll make you and me a lot happier. Amen. And for years I had my honey-do list, and she's tell me she would sometimes write another letter, note to me. Amen. Life gets crazy. When a man goes to bed, he goes for two reasons: one, and then the other one's to go to sleep. Lady goes to download her computer for the whole day. And she knows everything and what color and everything. How many of you know, remember the dress your wife was wearing on her first date? How many remember that? Guys, raise your hand. One. How many? Two. How many girls remember the first dress you were wearing or whatever, the outfit you were wearing on your first date? Would you raise your hand? That's why we're in trouble, brother. That's why we're in trouble, amen. That's why we're in trouble, amen. She is. Her mind is like a computer. Number three, man wants the bottom line. Well, how much does it cost? Woman wants the details. Well, honey, I just want to explain to you this. It was so beautiful. And how much did it cost? Well, let me get what you doing. She's giving you the details. You really don't give a rip. You want to know how much it was. And girls, don't get mad at us. That's why we are. The best place you can be is in JCPenney's in the dressing room. They have chairs there. The reason they have chairs is I asked them to bring me one. And we had this thing with my wife. I said, okay, here it is. She says, now, if you don't like it, just tell me. And she bring in clothes. Oh, my goodness, clothes after clothes. And she put them all on. She'd come out. I go, yeah. And she's, I'm not going to buy that yet. I said, why not? It's beautiful. Well, I'm going to wait till it's marked down. How many of you girls do that? Are you kidding me? The next week, we get on there, it's gone. She says, I said, I love that on you. That's a perfect color for you. Yeah. Why? Because women are oriented. They just, that's the way they are. I'm not even going to go any farther than that, all right? Men, number four, men are oriented to winning competition. They're competition winning. You soccer moms. Everybody gets a trophy. Are you out of your mind? Amen. See? Don't get you mad at these guys. They really mean it. I like that one ad that guy puts out first place on that. He got his boy got that. He took out his magic marker right first place. Here you go, kid. It's just something about our competition. If we can't blow it up or shoot it, we'll burn it down. Amen. I mean, this is the way it is. We like fireworks. We like explosion. Listen, we're like God. They took that Hubble telescope and took it up to what we used to call the black hole, and they said that there was explosions, amazing things going on that the human eye can't even see from Earth there. Hey, God made that for His enjoyment. So no wonder we like to explode things up. Amen. Now, by the way, a lady is oriented to building relationships. Now, how can you build relationships by being against each other playing? They just don't figure it out. That's okay. We're all right with that. By the way, it's the man identifies jobs and hobbies and sports. You listen around here. Now they're talking hunting. Everybody talking hunting. What are you going to shoot it with? Where are you going? But the girls they're oriented to building relationships. They identify with the home and family. these girls are going to have babies, good night. All the little ladies in the church are talking to them, and all this and all that. And that, yeah, yeah, that's what it's supposed to. That's where they're made. Man is a logical identity with people and places. He moves easy. Women have emotional identity with people. Moves are difficult. God bless you, sis. It's difficult. You guys can pack up and go down. Live someplace out, live someplace else. But she just got her garden done. Or she just got this done. Or she just got some friends in the church. And I don't want to go have to meet someplace somebody else. God bless you, military gals. Man handles hostility with violent actions. That's why you have to mud up the walls sometimes. That's why things happen. They deal with hostility with violent actions. It may be funny to you, but listen to what I'm going to tell you about the lady. Ladies handle hostility with verbal expression, thoughts, and actions. Don't push her button. I'm going to leave that alone. Man processes information with deduction. Something's going wrong in my car. These mechanics will tell you. Guys that are mechanics, works on cars. It's going tick, 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 tick. What is it? Hydraulic what? A lifter, yeah. White smoke's coming out the tailpipe of your pickup. What's that? Head gasket. I mean, the deduction, we know. I had that happen. I came around my truck, and I went, smelled it, and guess what it smelled like? Antifreeze. And I says, my truck's goose is cooked, amen. But the woman, she handles that information with intuition. Well, maybe I need to put new air in the tires because the bottom's flat and the top's okay. You know, I know some of you. I told you not all this will, but you handle things with intuition. You just say, "Well, I know she's better than that." And I know, and God bless you for that feeling. Oh, there's other. I know who she is, and bam. So you got to be careful of that intuition business. Amen. Number six. Your drive is constant, gentlemen, without question. You look, you smell, and that's the way it is. It's constant. But with the lady, it fluctuates great with mood. That's why it's very important that in the morning you get up and give her a kiss and tell her you love her and can't wait to see her, and she's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life. This is what I tell my wife. I say, "Marcia, how in the world does old farm boy from Hope, Michigan ever find such a beautiful preacher's daughter in Minnesota? How do I do that?" And her answer is, "I don't know." Tell her she's beautiful. She is beautiful for you. God chose her for you. God loved you so much He gave this beautiful being. You say, "But Pastor, she drives me crazy." Wait a day. Every day of the year you can have a new wife, same name. Just wait. It'll change. Guaranteed. Oh, Brother Rick, in a couple weeks it's going to be good. Amen, but more right now. Poor little girls. All the things you have to put up with. That's why God says, "You men, you be careful about her, for she's the weaker vessel. You take care of her. You watch over her. She may say some things. That's intuition. She may say some things. She don't mean it. You know she don't mean it. But there's some things, times that she just." I had a little wife that used to say, she said, "Well, then who am I going to vent to?" I said, "To Jesus." I want to Jesus. And I always almost went to Jesus. All right. Man is stimulated by sight and smell. Ladies are stimulated by touch, romantic words, personality. That's why it's so important, you ladies and gentlemen, you train your girls to make spiritual choices in men. Teach them to make spiritual choices in men. I was going over this, and I was thinking about a young lady who thought that she had the greatest thing that ever came down the pike. And he was a jerk. He was a good talker. He was a good dresser. And he's a great liar. You teach your daughters to make spiritual choices. Girls, let me tell you something. You watch that man. Let's see how close he wants to get to the preacher. See how close he wants to be in church. See how close he wants to serve God. You watch him. You watch him because see how he treats his mama. Well, he treats his mama the way he's going to treat you. See how he treats his father. You ought to list of things. How does he treat his daddy? When his daddy asks you to do something, by the way, that's going to happen to you because he's going to leave his father and mother and cleave onto you. Amen. So how he treats his daddy is how he's going to treat you. He's the one bringing him sweet tea. He's the one bringing him tater chips, even though mama told him not to eat the tater chips. You're bringing him ice cream. You're bringing him something. You just watch that guy. You watch. Boys, same way. Watch her. The Bible says, as the mother, so is the daughter. Man is quickly aroused. Lady is slowly aroused. Remember that. Sex is basically unaffected. But it is greatly affected by hurt, distraction, sounds, or emotions. She has very, very fragile concentration. The man has all the concentration of just. I saw a Facebook deal, and it's Big Buck, and they've got this doe nibbling on his ear. Did anybody see that? And he said, "Doris, quit that. This is why we're on this wall." Okay, boys. Men are blunt and direct. Don't we know that? You're blunt, you're direct. That's what I want. You're direct. Women are subtle. They hint around. I remember this Sheffy movie, the film Sheffy, and he's trying to ask what's her name to get married to him, you know, hitch up, and she says, and she gives, "Well, honey, are you just saying you want me to marry?" "Well, it sure did take you a long time to get around the cow shed." That's what he said. Well, that's the way, you know, I'm telling you, girls, they're all over. And just saying, girls, we're glad you like that, but it drives us crazy. Tell me what you need. "Well, I don't want to tell you what I need." "Why not?" "Well, I just don't want to tell you." And see, behind her mind is, she knows you can't afford it. And she knows that you will do something stupid to get it. Because anything you want... My father used to tell my mom, "Genevieve, anything you want, I'll get it for you." You talk about a supermoon, he would have brought it to her. That's the way my dad was. But my mom was very careful. She wouldn't ask for things. She was always the one that ate the back of the chicken. Or the neck. My cousin got her on that, though. Doc Streeter says, "Aunt Genevieve, do you like the neck?" "Oh," she said, "I love it." She said, "You and Uncle Claire, shame on you. Like the neck?" But anyway, all right. I guess that's old. I guess they don't do that anymore, amen. Man, listen to me, girls. This will save your marriage and your hide. Men are slow to put things in words. Requires full attention. We can't bounce a basketball and chew gum at the same time. But you girls, you multitask crazy women. You can have a baby ready to be born. You can have another baby on your hip bouncing, and you can be stirring the soup and making sure the clothesline, making sure the clothes are being cleaned, and you can talk on the phone. And you remember all the stuff. We do one thing, we can't remember what we're doing the next thing. So, man is slow to put things in word. By the way, if you ever get a letter or a note from your husband, you consider it a very wonderful prize. Because guys don't write notes very good. But girls, they're more verbal. They can talk a lot. Especially when you're trying to go to bed. They're going to tell you everything. Everything. Johnny did this, Johnny did that, whatever did this, whoever did that, they were over, if we did this, we did that. And I can't find the Christmas decorations and this and that. That's the way we are. That's what you are, girls. You got it all. Your brain's crazy. I saw a picture of who are the brain guys in the hospital? Neurologist. The neurologist was saying about the man's brains, and he was not only a neurologist, but he was also a psychiatrist. And he talked about the man's brain. He said there's just two places. There's in and out. But he said, you want to see something funny, look at this woman's brain. And man, there are all kinds of stuff going in and out all the time, amen. Man is realistic and action-oriented. Man is realistic. Well, we can't do it that way, and action-oriented, but we can do this. Guess what you girls are? You are feeling-oriented. You're the romantic. You're the one that's dreaming about going to Hawaii. You're the one that's dreaming about going to Disney World. And you're the one that's dreaming about going here and there, and the man says, it ain't going to happen. But you'll find a way, girls, because you know how to push his button. And he is going to be one lowly hound dog until he takes you to Hawaii. Amen. You say, that's terrible. No, that's great. Says God gave us a woman, and he gave us a lifetime to try to figure it out. It never happens. He gave a wife that after 2 weeks, she knows everything about you. Oh, yeah, don't give me that dumb hound dog look. That's true. She knows everything. She said, I know what you're thinking. And you go, no, you don't. Yes, I do. And then when she tells you, you lie. But you know she told you the truth. And all God's people said, oh, me. Man is more realistic and oriented than woman feeling oriented. She wants the ambiance, which is a great big city word for she wants to go someplace, a little bit of music, a little bit of steak, a little bit of potato, a little bit of celery. That's big to her. Not me, man. Give me the big 64 ounce right there. Put it on there. Give me some lights so I can see cotton, amen, huh? Take me over to the salad bar and give me some of that great big old cheese thing over and just cut it off. She said, honey, take me something really nice place. And so we take them to some place that costs you more money than you ever thought about. You could pay a car payment for what you just did. But, oh, wasn't that a wonderful evening? You're going home and raiding the lunchbox, man. You're trying to feed yourself full, amen. And she just had a wonderful time. Hey, stupid. Take her. It costs money to have a beautiful woman. No, it doesn't. First man in line comes up, take it to her. call her and say, honey, I'm just thinking about you. How beautiful you are. And she'll say, oh, honey, come on. If you see me right now, I've got baby poop on my hands. I've got the house all messed up. I'll call you back. Come on. Am I right or am I right? But deep down inside of her, brother, you just got a one-way ticket, amen. You're just thinking about her. Just a little text. I love you, baby. Woo-wee. Watch this, watch this. Turn around, watch her. Watch Marcia. Marcia, I love you. Yeah, I still got it. I learned that from my daddy. Okay, here's the bad one. Men are loud and uncouth. Don't you tell me you're not uncouth. Why didn't you do that when you're outside the car? I rest my case. Why do you take the boys on a fishing trip and teach them how to burp the alphabet? And there's a lot of other stuff I will not even mention. But they're uncouth. Just spend time with Pastor Commodore and his boys. Spend time with my boys that are in their 40s now. Can you imagine my precious wife growing up with four boys? Me and the three. And I can't explain it, but my wife grew up in a pastor's home. And they're very, they never hugged anybody, very straight-laced. Always spoke just right, and here comes Shear along. I destroy the family. There are some things that I am not uncouth about because I know how to behave myself. I know how to go to a parlor full of ladies and have tea, and I know how to hold my little finger up. I've learned many things that you don't do by my wife reminding me, amen. So just remember, when these things happen, girls, God bless you, Mrs. Reeves. It's got to change over there in your family, brother Clyde, because you've got a little girl with you now. This could be the greatest thing that ever happened to your life tomorrow, or it could be very disastrous. Tucker, I don't know how you do it. Two girls. Now you got that boy, you and that boy, you're going to be uncouth. I'm telling you right now. I just know it right now. Casey, yeah, your boys have already, yeah, amen. By the way, because a man is more loud, brash, and uncouth, God made a woman that was gentle and refined. And we thank God for that, amen. I do. Oh, some of you guys, you do. I take you to sportsman's camp, you drive me crazy. You do. Boy, oh my goodness, amen. I want to give you some basic needs of the man, basic needs of the woman. Number one, basic needs. This may surprise you, but man needs ego. Man needs someone to boost him up and encourage him. Some lady asked me the other day, she said, Pastor, what is that? I said, sometimes that guy needs a mama. Now, I'm sorry. I'm just sorry, but that happens. I'm just telling you the truth. I've been at this whole game for long enough, so I'm just going to tell you, sometimes us guys need a mama. Not me, you liar. I'll meet you out back, and then you put your thumb in your mouth, and you'll be crying for your wife. Amen. Sometimes we need a mother. Sometimes we need someone. You ever hear this, mama? Quit mothering me! Don't raise your hand. But sometimes that happens. God said that He made this woman for Him to be a completer, a helpmeet, someone to come alongside. And sometimes we just need a mama. And it's okay. You say what you want. I was a mama's boy. I don't care. I was a mama's boy. I would do anything for my mama. I promise you. Nothing wrong with that. But once in a while, a man's ego needs someone to say, wow. My mama used to, she'd bring me a jar of pickles. And she said, can you open this? Shoot. I'm like Colt or Gavin. I mean, about that age, you know. And, man, I'd, in my, the veins stick out on my neck, you know, my face. And she says, wow. I know. And all of a sudden, I'd break it. I said, wow. She said, one time, I caught her. She went over there, and her face kind of turned red, but she broke that a little bit, and then she put a little tight, and then she'd give it to me. What was she trying to do to me? Build me up. Yeah, yeah. Why don't you, wife said, oh, honey, I never could do that. You liar. You could do it twice as fast as we can, but you just want to build our ego. So what's wrong with that? Don't tell me. I like it, all right? He needs someone to encourage him. It's sure nice that somebody say, wow. This morning I preached that sermon. I'm wonderful. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't really... it was a wonderful sermon, but I don't know, four, five, six people that passed. I really enjoyed that. You know what that did to me? That made me want to go home and build a better sermon. We sometimes... Mrs. Evans, one of my greatest teachers of life, she said, why don't you just give people what they want? I think that's the greatest statement I ever heard. So many times people, they tease you with it. Kind of like that guy with that fishing pole, and you know, he's picking up a $1 bill, you know, from the insurance deal. That drives me crazy. Here's a dollar. You know, quit doing that. By the way, it is not your responsibility to teach your husband. And it's not your husband's responsibility to teach you. You are a team. You're a basketball team. Like you got two forwards and you got a center and you got two guards. They work together. They're just not one. I watched the Cats. My granddaughter is going to be a doctor and she's going to Bozeman now. Man, I used to love the Cats. I mean, I used to love the... She said, Papa, you can't do that. I'm going over there. So I said, I got to be a Cat fan. Well, praise the Lord, the Grizzlies lost and the Cats won the other day. I said, I can live with that. That one guy didn't do it all. It took a team of 33 to 40 guys working together to win. It took all those coaches to... And we're never in competition. Husband and wife, you're not in competition. You don't yell at each other. I think you ought to parley. I think you ought to talk. You ought to sit down and be very quiet. And the Blackfeet Indian have the talking, what do they call that? Talking stick? They have a talking stick. And everybody else shuts up. I was reading about the Shawnee Indians, which my family is part of, and I was reading a book that was written in 1600. They were talking about how they'd come and parley. They'd sit down and nobody, and a preacher wrote this, said nobody would talk except the person who was talking, and everybody was very careful to listen to what they were saying. I think that's what we ought to have in our marriage. I think we ought to be very careful. Guys, you may have to write down a few things because she's going to out-talk you, and you need to have your lawyer, you need to have all your things down that you want to talk about because you'll forget. Because why? Well, you can only concentrate on one thing, pretty much. But the girl can concentrate on anything. So it's a good idea to have a little list of things, and you want to go over and say, honey, what about this? What about this? What about this? What's wrong with that? We're not in competition. This is the only thing that you get to go to heaven with. God has blessed you with a husband or a wife that everybody else wouldn't want you. But that idiot wants you. And you were the idiot that married him. Or her. The Bible said once you're married, don't put it away. Stay with it. Man has an ego. Man also has an appetite. Food and... Biblical rule for that relationship is in 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 4. You can read that. And by the way, there is an exception that you say no, and that is because of fast. But the Bible says you make sure you get back at what you're doing there because you could cause them some great harm. You can read it. You're old enough. Women, they want security. She needs to feel appreciated and accepted. I will tell you right now. Never did I ever say anything about my wife and her weight. Ever. I heard a guy tell me, he said, well, I'll tell you what I'd tell her. And I said, you'd be laying on the ground, brother. Because if I hear you talking about your wife like that, I'm going to take a little extra... I'm going to encourage you a little bit more, may I say. Hey, some people have some problems neurologically and physically. Some people have... They're sick. They got some problems. Will you just let God in... Will you just leave it alone? None of your business. Love them. My wife and I had thing. I said, if I had bad breath, she'd tell me. I said, baby, whew. If she had bad breath, I'd tell her. We had that. If I had B.O., body odor, she would tell me. The trouble is, when she got to be 40, her nose doesn't work. She can't smell anything much. But I can. I can smell a mile away. When I'm out hunting, I can smell elk. I can smell deer. I can smell my stinking dog when he needs a shower. What is that? God has given me that. I don't know why, but thank God. But we always were willing to say, hey, if I didn't like what she was wearing, and maybe she was, I was thinking about that. She told me a lot of times. But I don't think I ever said, honey, I don't know about that. She's always so specific about that. But there's some things in our marriage life that we ought to be very careful. We ought to be willing to roll over, amen? We ought to be able to say, okay, hey, finances. Some ladies have got it. Some ladies don't. My wife for 18 years worked at Shields. She was a bookkeeper. Won 3 national awards for being the most carefulest bookkeeper. I expect it would be stupid of me not to let her take care of our checkbook. He said, but what if she says, no, you can't? Never happened. When you give somebody something, and you like, they will always, listen, I'm the boss. They'll always finally come and say, okay, hey, it's all yours. One time she said, well, then you take care of it. Ooh, that hurt. I said, no, I'm really happy with what you're doing. If you find somebody to do it better than you can, you say, but they're a lady. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you telling me that God said that we're not complete and God said that they're the completer? I suspect he probably got something more. But he said that the man is to be the head of the home. And while you're the head of home, you will stand before a holy God someday. Yes, you will, Dad. You'll stand before a holy God someday for the things you did and didn't do. And how you treated her, and how you didn't allow her to do some things that are very good. Hey, if you don't like that, go to Proverbs 31 and read about that lady that sold, that bought property and sold property and was an entrepreneur and all the other stuff. Tell me, was that lady a busy lady? That's where we get the man's work is from sun to sun, and a lady's work is never done. So be very careful. Care. I have one more here. Not only security, woman needs to feel appreciated, accepted, but also Listen now, don't miss this. She has a nesting need. Needs to be a homemaker, a wife, a mother. She's got that. And it looks like quite a few girls are doing a pretty good job of that. Amen. Have the nesting. Have to be a nester. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, help us, Lord God, to get on board with the things that we need to be doing and be so careful as a husband or a wife as how we treat each other. Help us, Lord God, as we have these little spies in the home from heaven, these little children that God has blessed us with. Help us to be very careful that we do not destroy their image of marriage. Help us, Lord God, to raise our standard high. Help us, Lord God, to be more like you. Help us, husbands, to be like Jesus Christ, who loved the church and gave himself for it. Help our wives of our church that they would say, we are like the church and we will submit to anything the Heavenly Father has for us to do. Lord, we ask you for a great week. I thank you, Lord God, for picking out that wonderful bride that you gave to me. Lord, I thank you, thank you, thank you for her. And Lord God, I pray you'd help me to be a better husband in my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me remind you one thing.